So I was raised as a middle class kid.
I grew up a middle class kid.
I grew up a middle class kid.
I believe in the ambition, the aspirations, the dreams of the American people.
You know, we have ambitions and aspirations and dreams.
The ambition, the aspiration, the dream.
I started my career as a prosecutor.
I was a career prosecutor for most of my career.
Having a background as a prosecutor.
I intend to create an opportunity economy.
Developing and creating an opportunity economy.
What I imagine and believe and call an opportunity economy.
But the problem with her is that this whole thing about opportunity economy has not really sort of worked out very well for people. She has been vice president for the past 3 years. And when Donald Trump talks about these things, he talks about things that people understand. He talks about oil. Drilling for oil. He talks about taxes, which people pay. He talks about regulations, which people realize makes things more expensive and has done a lot to bring us all this inflation. And you know, he just has a vivid way of talking about it and plans that people know actually have worked in the past. And people look at where they are now and where they've been for the past 3 years, and they're like, I'm not buying that.
There's a track record there.
Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, and Kamala Harris's plot, or better, her conniving scheme to convince you and the nation of the promise of her opportunity economy is really, in the end, just a blanketed term for elitist wealth control. You know, she may as well be saying, I'm going to suck away as much money out of the economy and redistribute those funds to the elites, bureaucrats, and billionaire class at the top as I can, because the more control they have at the top in power and wealth, the more they can control and manipulate the citizens and, frankly, the world. So what does that mean? Well, it means that now is the time, perhaps more than ever, to really be considering where and how we are spending our money as patriots. As you know, this is one of my passions. I talk about this all the time on the channel. It really is a key concept, a central tenet of everything we're doing here at Turley Talks. It's been a massive concentration in my work, my life. I just wrote a chapter of it in my book on Fight, How MAGA and the Trump and the MAGA Movement Are Changing the World. It's been a passion of mine. And that, of course, is the parallel economy. You see, the wealth of the richest individuals on earth has grown exponentially over the last several years. 5 years ago, 400 billionaires owned half the world's assets. Today, that number has shrunk to just 100 billionaires. Here at home in the United States, back in 1965, CEOs of major companies, they were paid around 20 times as much as their average employee. Today, that number shot up to 350 times as much. The elites are seeing their wages reach unprecedented levels. At the very same time, workers' wages are completely stagnant. And to make it even worse, that gap between wage earners and the elite, it's only exacerbated since the COVID pandemic. In fact, 2020 marked the largest increase in the share of global billionaires' wealth available on record. Listen, a global pandemic with government mandates orchestrated by the bureaucrats resulted in money out of your pockets and directly into the pockets of the world's billionaires, who then leverage the, quite frankly, puppets in Washington, D.C., to move even more money away from the people and into their own pockets via other initiatives, scandals, backhanded deals, and subsidies. And these billionaires, our own infrastructure, our technology, they own everything. They own our banking systems. They own our healthcare. They own our education. But the amazing thing here is that in America, there's a movement. There's a massive uprising happening. Patriot entrepreneurs are rising up and taking back the country from the elites. Joining me today is a good friend of mine, Matthew Smith. Matt is president of Public Square Advisors, and he's executive director of the Public Square Business Summit, which, quite frankly, is the parallel economy capital of the world. And they're hosting their national meeting in Orlando, Florida, in just a couple of weeks. And listen to this lineup. You ready for this? They got Donald Trump Jr. He'll be there. They got Tucker Carlson. And they've got Russell Brand. And to top it all off, they got RFK Jr. And yours truly will be there as well. Yes, I know. They'll all be warming up the stage for me, right? So all of this is just to say, you got to join us. You do not want to miss this gathering of the Rising Patriot Economy. It's on October 10th and 11th in Orlando, Florida. And if you click on the link in the description below, if you scan the QR code on the screen and use promo code Turley, guess what, gang? You can get a free ticket to the event. Completely free. It's worth like $200. You'll see it on the website. That's how passionate I am about you guys diving into the parallel economy and taking back our country. So, gang, please take this seriously. Don't just grab a ticket if you don't plan on coming. Like I said, I'll be there. I'll be speaking, and I'll also be hosting a meet and greet as well, where we can all get pictures together and fellowship. Really looking forward to meeting as many of you as can make it. It'll be just so wonderful. All right. So, Matt, I can't wait for this conference. Great to see you, man. Thanks for being here. Really looking forward to this lineup. It's incredible.
Incredible. It's absolutely incredible. And thank you for having me, Dr. Steve.
Oh, it's an honor, man. Well, let's deal with some of the more sobering issues we were just bringing up.
Okay.
In your opinion, just what's going on here? You're on the front lines of this. Kamala Harris is trying to sell us this opportunity economy without very many details, of course. Well, after she tells us how she grew up in a middle-class family and the like. But and everybody likes lawns, right? Everybody likes lawns. That's her line. In your view, what is this opportunity economy really?
Well, I think that's part of her word salad, Dr. Steve. I think that's kind of part of the words that she puts together that really have no meaning and they're pretty empty. And unfortunately, you know, Main Street and Wall Street there's been a disconnect there for a very long time. And, you know, people who are investors, they see the stock market and they think that the economy is booming, but no one's actually having conversations with small to medium sized businesses, which we do every day, to understand the stresses and the pain that they're actually feeling just conducting business on an everyday, you know, on an everyday standpoint. I mean, from hiring, from training, from regulations, increased taxes, and just so much uncertainty. It's the stress that small to medium sized businesses feel in this country is absolutely immense. And I don't think the average person understands how much stress your average business owner is under right now.
In your view, in the end, if you want to name names, go ahead. But I you could be generalized here. Who's behind this? I mean, who are some of the key figures driving this?
Yeah, I think it's simple. I mean, if you're asking my opinion, I think it's the World Economic Forum. I think it's the global elitist. I think it's Vice President Kamala Harris. I mean, this has been part of their plan for a long time. You know, people on the left, you know, they've been saying since Clower and Piven, you know, through chaos comes order. And, you know, look at the pandemic, look at the chaos, and look at the additional control that they were able to seize. Again, through chaos comes order. And that's something that, you know, it's been part of their plan. They play the long game. They're not stupid, ladies and gentlemen. They are very smart and they know exactly what they're doing. And, you know, this will come to some good news, but right now we are up against a very intelligent, hardworking, diligent foe, and we have the power to fight back. And the parallel economy, Public Square, Red Balloon, your audience, we have the power and we have the assets to fight back. What we have to shed is we have to shed this belief that we're the silent majority. Again, a very intelligent ploy that the left put on us. We're not the silent majority. We are the courageous, yes, patriotic, yes, proud majority. And we need to own that.
Yes. Yes. We need to mobilize and move. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's so interesting the way you say how patient they are, because if you think about all the catastrophes they've had in the past, you know, McGovern and Carter, and Dukakis and Mondale. I mean, they've had some electoral disasters, and yet they just kept coming and coming and coming. They never, I mean, I guess it's their religion when all said and done. Statism is their religion. But it's something I try to remind patriots of. They were so discouraged in 2020. I'm like, look, yeah, that was rough. But imagine us being liberals back in 84, you know, when we watched 49 states go red. You know, imagine us being liberals back in the Carter era, the Dukakis era. era where 40 nations went red. You just have to keep fighting. And it just seems that's the key, isn't it? You have to keep going. You have to keep, but you got it. You can't be, this isn't a spectator sport. You've got to get some skin in the game.
You're absolutely right, Dr. Steve. And you know, they also have a great ground game. I mean, think about it. They've seized control of our public education system. I mean, so indoctrinating our kids, and that's something that's very important to public square, is taking care of our children and protecting every life, which is one of our the only pro diaper. Your audience should hear this. Every Life is one of our brands. It is the only pro life diaper company in the world. Period, full stop. That's what
it's
sales.
And you just have to simmer on that a little bit. Like, wait a minute now. You telling me that diaper companies are not pro-life? Diaper companies work against the very object of their service?
Every single one.
And they do. Yeah.
Every single one.
Yeah.
It's tragic. But you know, but through this and through this evil, the opportunity to be good and to be kind and lead with your faith and lead with your convictions and just offer a platform for people to make other decisions with. I mean, we feel very strongly that, you know, $7 trillion and over 100 million people voted with Christian conservative values in the 2020 election. And we have not served them. And that's one of the things that's great about Public Square. We're not we don't believe in this cancel culture. We believe in building something that's special, where people can just direct their purchasing decisions, get off the sidelines, stop complaining about it. Let's give you some solutions and direct the power of commerce to people that don't hate you. It's actually pretty simple, but it's prolific and it's powerful at the same time.
Yeah, it's civilizationalist. It's beautiful. Like you're saying, you're building. You're not complaining, and you're not building bunkers and hiding. You're literally building civilization, a parallel civilization. I love it. That's why I'm such a supporter of what you guys are doing. In your opinion, just how did we get here? How do we get into this economic mess? I cited some of those stats, you know, just the haves and the have nots gap just growing exponentially. You mentioned how the left has basically taken over our cultural institutions. Is it something akin to that? Because I'm just seeing with the rise of inflation, the middle class are just getting squeezed out, man. They can't buy a home. They can't get a car loan. You know, how did we get here?
You know, I think if you boil it down, one is all of the evils that we talked about earlier that have been quietly working against us and playing the long game. But I also think that the average person, unfortunately, has been complacent and has been, hey, I really don't want to not put the mask sign up in my business because I really don't want to deal with that. Or I really don't, or I'll wear the mask because, you know, I just don't want to have people yell at me at the grocery store. And I think those are all things that slowly, they're all tests. They're all shark bumps, if you will, you know, and it's like, how can we slowly control people? And how much can we get away with without them saying enough's enough? Yes. And I think that is, you know, again, that's part of what we're building here, is to have a peaceful, patriotic, kind, Christ-built-like solution for people to also have courage and to show that, hey, friend, you're not in this alone. There are millions, there's millions of people that are here with you. You just have to get off the sidelines.
Yes. Wow. So encouraging. And that's, of course, what the conference is all about. We've got this awesome Parallel Economy Conference. It's Orlando, Florida. It's just a couple of weeks, October 10th and 11th. Yep. Got some big names, man.
Big names.
Trump, Tuckers, Russell Brands, RFKs. People could just click on the link below or scan the QR code to register. Give us a sneak peek of what people can expect from the conference.
Yeah. I mean, what you can expect is courage, liberty, and strength, and patriots from all around the world continuing to stand up against, tyranny, powered by faith, family, and freedom. And you will see people, again, I've talked about this a number of times during our brief conversation, but when you have the power of numbers and you have people saying, if I can just be authentic and if I can run my business this way, if I can draw a line in the sand, again, in a kind way. I mean, this isn't doom and gloom. It's, can I run the business the way that I want to, the way that is consistent with my core values, and can I be authentic? And what we want people to know and believe in their hearts is, yes, you can. Yes, you'll be well-received. And not only will you be well-received, but you will thrive, because consumers are dying for authenticity. They're dying for people to do business with that don't hate them. And yes, we're going to show people the water's warm. Come on in. Like, we will welcome you with open arms, with kindness, with liberty, with faith, with family. I mean, how cool is that, Dr. Steve?
It's the kingdom, man. It doesn't get cooler than that. I mean, this is what it means to be human, is it? But and look at the speakers you have lined up, because they're all walking the talk, aren't they? Right. Everyone. Don Trump Jr. Trump was on the front lines of the parallel economy. So his dad gets canceled by Twitter and by Facebook. And what do? Do they wallow and complain? No, they start building their own alternative networks. Tucker Carlson, I mean, he's more popular now than he was on Fox. Russell Brand. 100%. Russell Brand's one of the biggest personalities on Rumble right now. And then, of course, Robert Kennedy got canceled everywhere, and he's more popular and has more of a platform now than ever. I mean, this is, so you guys are, it's not just an idea that you're putting forward. It's not just a conference. It really is a congregation of like-minded patriots who are walking the talk.
Well, and we're also showing, Dr. Steve, you're absolutely right. What we're also building is, we're building an ecosystem that's impenetrable to the forces of cancellation.
Yes. And
take a minute to absorb that. Your audience needs to take a minute to understand. That means banking solutions. That means payment solutions. That means all types of other services that businesses need to thrive. And we're delivering that. And we're showing, not only, you know, can you thrive because the business will be there, but you'll also be protected, because we are creating this impenetrable ecosystem for businesses and for like-minded, patriotic, values-aligned businesses to thrive. If you are an economic professional, a retiree, an investor, or, I mean, simply anyone that has a vested interest in the future of this economy or this country, you need to be at this summit, period, full stop.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just going to ask you, so this, and again, I get the vibes so completely from you guys. This isn't just for entrepreneurs or business people or so forth. This is for anyone who wants to see basically the future of civilization, right? A civilization based on faith, family, and freedom.
And hope.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're talking about our speakers too. I also want to highlight, you know, Robbie Starbuck.
I know him well. Yeah.
Like me.
And he's destroying DEI single-handedly.
He's fought back against Tractor Supply, John Deere, Molson Coors, and he's winning. And they're listening. Like, and he'll be there. So, I mean, again, just to your saying the same, everything that you said and our incredible list. But again, someone, Robbie Starbuck, that wasn't known, you know, 5 years ago, just took a stand.
Yep.
And he's, what he's doing is so powerful, and we're so proud to have him as well.
Oh, he's crushing it. Oh, he's actually just with a Twitter feed. That's all you need. Your pen is mightier than the sword. All you need is that Twitter feed information. And company after company after company is folding and throwing away their DEI nonsense. Oh, it's just, it's so cool. This is going to be so exciting, gang. You got to be there. Like I said, I'll be there. I can't wait to see and meet so many of you next month in Orlando, Florida. It's October 10th and 11th. Remember, if you click on the link in the description below, or you scan the QR code and use promo code Turley, you can actually get a free ticket to the event completely free. That's how passionate I am about you guys, you know, diving into the parallel economy and taking back our country. They have some great, great speakers lined up. You heard it. Trump Jr., Tucker Carlson, Russell Brand, RFK. Like I said, they'll all be warming up the stage for yours truly, and we'll all be getting together and having a great time. I can't wait to meet and greet so many of you. You're not going to want to miss it. As you could hear, I mean, you're going to be on the front lines of the rising civilization dedicated to faith, family, and freedom. I mean, it doesn't get better than that. Click on the link below or scan that QR code. I look forward to seeing all you guys next month. And Matt, I look forward to seeing you, man. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, everyone. Welcome to the resistance. We'll see you in Florida.